Tim, as we've been discussing in this series, the increasing number of films coming through Western New York is causing the number of jobs needed to produce the films to increase. And one of the things that we're seeing is how local area colleges are noticing that there is now a job market for film production people in Western New York and are offering classes and courses and training on how to get started in the business.
Yeah, that's very true. And it's very evident that, you know, we see a ton more work coming to Western New York. You know, if you told me 5 or 6 years ago that that people would be making a living, you know, in the movie business in Western New York, you know, I'd scratch my head and wonder what you were drinking. But to be honest with you, it's been great. It's been really, really good. And a number of colleges in the area have started these programs to sort of teach the basics of working on a movie set.
And the movie production job is not your normal 9-to-5 gig.
Yeah, a movie typically is a 12-hour day. And, you know, it's... they schedule, you know, a full-blown lunch in there and you know, breaks in there, obviously. But, you know, the typical life of someone that works on a movie set is a 12-hour day. So, you know, if it's 7 in the morning, it could go till 7 at night. You know, that's just what happens.
Well, I noticed some of the requirements as I looked over some of the web descriptions of these courses. They're not necessarily dealing with anyone's writing skills or, you know, aesthetics. They want to know if you can carry 50 pounds across the room and go up and down the stairs and do you have a car and that type of thing.
Yeah, no, it's very true. And in fact, this weekend, our office is doing what's called a PA 101 course or Production Assistant 101 course, which is teaching sort of what you just described, you know, the basics of working on a set. And you know, a production assistant is sort of the entry level of working on a movie set. But most directors, most major actors, most, you know, anybody who's worked their way up into to the film industry have started somewhere. And very often you find out it's as a production assistant. So what we're doing is we're limiting it to, you know, 50 people, and we're taking people that, you know, want to work on a movie set and giving them the basics so that when over the next few months, when these movies start to really crank out a lot here in Buffalo and Niagara Falls and beyond, you know, these people will obviously be trained in the basics.
Well, it sounds good. It sounds like everything is growing. It's springtime, and the jobs are growing in the film industry.
It really is, and it's fun to watch because I certainly was around when we had some pretty lean times here in the movie industry. You know, for a long, long time there, actually decades, there were movies that sort of came and looked and then just kind of shot a few days here or didn't, you know, shot somewhere else and called it Buffalo. And now we're seeing just the opposite. We're seeing movies come here and we're doubling for places like Chicago or Detroit or, you know, Bridgeport, Connecticut in the case of Marshall. So, you know, it's fun to see and it's fun to watch the growth of the film industry here in Western New York. It's been really, really, you know, satisfying for sure.
Well, that's all the time we've got for today, Tim, and I thank you. My guest is Buffalo Niagara Film Commissioner Tim Clark. Thank you for your time, Tim. Always nice to talk.
Oh, Pat, it's always a privilege to be with you. Thanks.
I'm Pat Feldball, and you're listening to Press Pass here on WBFO.